97X Owensboro's best rock. It's time for our 97X hot seat, and I am super excited to be joined today by Whitney Cox. Hi, Whitney.
Hey, Tatum.
How are you?
Doing good.
So, you are here, and I want to know all about your small business. Can you give us some details?
Yeah. So, I own the Craft OBKY. It is a mobile bar here in Owensboro, Kentucky. It is a bar on wheels. So we're always at like music festivals or, you know, just party festivals like Friday After Five, barbecue festival, and then private events as well.
Awesome. So how can people find out like more about you or how to book you for said private events or festivals and things like that?
Yeah. So they can go like to Facebook. It's the Craft OBKY on Facebook. Send us a message. We're pretty quick on response for that.
Okay, awesome. And so, like, I'm typically, you know, a Jack and Coke girly, and I'm sure you have that on your truck, of course, or your trailer. But do you specialize in any specific type of cocktails?
Yeah, so especially with private events. So the thing that we do is I sit down and I consult with, you know, said party and find out, like, what style they're going for or what aesthetic they're going for. I've had people ask me to make a drink based on their dog's personality.
I love that.
Yeah, I did too. It was actually super cute. And we so we just try to like bring everything to that person and that party to specialize and create that special moment for them so that it's not so stressful.
Right. That's awesome. I could imagine like my wedding day, I would be that person that wants all the bougie cocktails for that special day or my birthday. I'm such a party planning freak and always want things to be so unique. So like with your services, that sounds like something that's really cool and possible. Can you tell me a little bit about like what your favorite style of event is to do?
I definitely like the public events. So like Friday After Five barbecue festival. And the reason is because it's so laid back. So I can play my music that I like to listen to and just kind of vibe out and like people come, they're like, oh my God, you're playing some bangers and you know, just coming and hanging out. I mean, even the police officers like typically kind of like come over and hang out around there cause they like the music. And then we have people just like coming in and like we do pictures. Like this year I'm going to be setting up a like a wall to like take pictures with.
Awesome.
And just kind of like, I don't know, I just feel like that's where I get to see my community.
Right.
And people come in and that's where they really show their support. And don't get me wrong, I love doing private events. However, it's like I get to see the fun side of the community.
Right.
And everybody.
And they get to see your personality because you mentioned like you play music.
Yes.
And on 97X, I'm pretty sure that your style of music when I've pulled up at the Craft aligns with 97X.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to know, tell me a little bit about what artists you like right now, who you're into and who you play at your bar.
Absolutely. So definitely a metalcore girly for sure. I'm super excited too that my son is like really getting into it. I know you've seen it because 97X has shared that viral video of me and my son crowd surfing to Falling in Reverse.
Yes.
So actually Ronnie Rackey duetted that as well. So that was super cool for his birthday. But yeah, Falling in Reverse, Bad Omens, Motionless in White, In This Moment. Parkway Drive. I mean, I could literally just go on and
put 97X's whole playlist.
Literally.
Or what I'm working to be our whole playlist.
Yes. It's so like just insane how many bands I listen to.
Right. I love music and I love that Paxton, your son, is so interested. I know you guys were at Louder Than Life last year when you crowd surfed.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on going to Louder Than Life 2024?
I hope so. I'm going to attempt to this year. I just have a lot going on, like expanding and growing the business.
Yeah.
So I've been really focusing like a lot of my time and energy into that.
Right.
So if we can like squeeze it into our schedule, we're definitely going. We're definitely crowd surfing again.
I love that. That is such a great experience for him. Like I grew up going to shows with my dad and that's one of my favorite memories that I have with him. So everything you're doing, go mama.
Yeah.
That's so cool. He's going to remember it forever.
Well, the year before I took Paxton, I was actually with my dad and my little brother, and we all crowd surfed.
Yeah.
And so I got my dad to crowd surf at 57, and I was like, let's go.
Yeah, and that's a memory that you're forever going to have with your dad and your brother.
Yeah.
I love that. Now, you were talking a little bit about expanding. Can you kind of give me an overview? I understand right now you're currently try to sell the trailer you have, and you're kind of expanding. Can you give us some details on that?
Yeah, so I'm selling the trailer just to look at potentially buying and building multiple trailers. I learned like real quick that the trailer that I have has a lot of space that I don't quite need. So I'm wanting to do like multiple trailers so that if there's an event on a for Friday After Five, that trailer's there. If there's another one in like Bowling Green or Henderson or somewhere in Kentucky, I can take the other trailer there and run it and
right.
do things like that and just kind of expand our community and our services to people in Kentucky.
I love that. I love that. Maybe one day 97X will be able to have a bar popped up somewhere.
Let's do it. You know how to book.
I can't wait. Is there anything else that you would want us to know about your business, Whitney?
Really, just a lot of people think that we're closing because we're selling the trailer, and that is complete opposite. It's just that we're expanding and just going, you know, for another growth, another vibe, and just constantly changing. I don't want to do one thing all the time.
Right.
I like to change. I like to, you know, take a vision that I have in my head and just run with it.
Right. I love that so much. All right, Whitney, well, can you let us know one more time where, if someone wants to book The Craft, where we can find you?
Yep. You can go to Facebook, and it's The Craft OBKY. I have my personal information on there for booking. If you don't want to send a message, you can send an email at thecraftobky@gmail.com, or my number is on there as well for booking. You can call or text.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Whitney, for joining us. You guys heard it here. The Craft is not closing. They are only expanding, and you can find them on Facebook at thecraftobky. Thank you, Whitney, for joining us in the 97X Hot Seat.
Thanks for having me.